Hopefully the coffee on tap will ensure that you make it through fully energized and that our goal of less yak, more hack is fully fueled through the day. I just want to set things up a little bit, and then I'm going to turn it over to Mitchell and Katarina to reflect on the theme of the day. And, you know, as I said last night, the vision that I have, I think, is shared by all of you here in the room, is that we start to imagine a web that is not about people using the web, it's about people making the web. That we're here to build a generation of web makers. And, you know, if you imagine that this is a place where we're figuring out how to do that, then you've got the right idea and you know what you're going to be working on for the next couple of days. And I think there's a lot of ways that we can do that. There's a lot of ways that we can help people pick up the web, look under the hood, get inside, and understand how they can make things. And it really is about people just having the skills and the confidence to do that, and having tools to do that, like the ones that you all are here to invent and make and make better. And I just want to tell one story from last year about how that happens, because I think you all know what it's going to look like to create something that is going to get people fueled about making the web. But one story of some people who did that starting last year was the people behind Popcorn, Dave Humphrey and Brett Gaylor and a bunch of others, showed up in Barcelona at the first Mozilla Festival with a very almost too grandly named 0.1 Popcorn.js library. And if you don't know about Popcorn yet, you sure will. It's a JavaScript library for audio and video. And you know, they kind of showed up, you know, with me pushing them and you know, trying to tell me that I was crazy, saying, well, let's see if we do a hackfest around this and see if people can figure out what this thing's for. And you know, they did what you're all about to do, was get in a room around a set of kind of goals of adding features to Popcorn, about 30 people in the room, half of them filmmakers, half of them engineers and programmers. And you know, they in a very short order figured out how to kind of build a video that showed the potential of this that they showed by the end of the festival in a show and tell. And it was kind of clumped together with tape. In fact, I think there was something like a memory stick being run by Dave to Ryan Merkley over there to show a demo at the end of it. And it all felt very patched together, you know, kind of hard, really fun. But what was clear by the end of those 2 days, and I think this is what you'll experience by the end of tomorrow, was clear that there was a group of people who hadn't met before that were excited about building something, and they'd seen the tip of the iceberg together over those 2 days. And then what happened yesterday was we released the 1.0 version of that library. The thing that they started together that looked very shaky just a year ago is being used commercially on places like Fox Sports, and then tonight you'll see the first web-native documentary ever released into the world using that same JavaScript library. So in a year, a bunch of people who kind of met each other around something that felt very nascent and shaky built something that I think will change how we think about video on the web. And so that... So that's what we can do here today and tomorrow, is imagine what's the next Popcorn. Maybe it's a library we use to build games on the web. Maybe, exactly, and you'll have a chance to invent something like that. Maybe it's the next news web app, taking the potential of HTML5 you know, to change how news works. Maybe it's you know, 3D, using 3D tools in the browser to actually make physical things. There are all of those ideas and many more floating around in your heads. You've got 2 days to find the people who are passionate about that thing with you and find the tip of the iceberg. And then when we come back next year, we're going to have stuff to look at that is as mind-blowing as Popcorn, that is going to change the web as much as Popcorn, and it's going to help us build a generation of web makers. But I'm excited about that, and I'm very grateful that all of you have shown up to work on that. It really is exciting.